Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Esteller with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 22nd of June, the 173rd day of 2026, with 192 days ahead of us on our journey to 2027. We have navigated almost half the year. Along the lines of endurance and strength, we plot our way through adversity. This past Friday was Juneteenth, 161 years from the official announcement made by Union troops when they arrived in Galveston Bay, Texas, June 19, 1865, informing the enslaved African Americans there that they were hereby free. Although freedom for enslaved blacks in the United States had been put into effect 2 years before, on January 1, 1863, with the Emancipation Proclamation, such implementation was not the case in most of the Confederate states until Union troops arrived to enforce the proclamation. Hence, as the National Museum of African American History and Culture affirms, Juneteenth marks our country's second Independence Day. Politically, clouds and silver linings are all about current events. As Americans, many of us are unsettled at best with various features of our democracy in 2026, but therein lies the encouragement that the most valuable tenets will endure, because the more we delve into the autobiographical, biographical, and historical archives of our colonies before 1776, and then our country during the 250 years that came after, the more some of our greatest challenges reveal themselves with clarity. And when the patterns become undeniable, our resolve to deal with them will be strengthened, and the inherent beneficence of humanity will evolve proportionally. Lucille Clifton has a few things to say about this topic in her poem, Won't You Celebrate With Me? Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model. Born in Babylon, both non-white and woman, what did I see to be except myself? I made it up, here on this bridge between starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Erich Maria Remarque, Billy Wilder, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, Cicely Saunders, Prunella Scales, Dianne Feinstein, Kris Kristofferson, Ed Bradley, Pete Maravich, Octavia E. Butler, Todd Rundgren, Elizabeth Warren, Meryl Streep, Graham Greene, Cindy Lauper, Freddie Prinze, Derek Forbes, Tracy Pullman, Aaron Brockovich, Clyde Drexler, Amy Brenneman, and Dan Brown. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1633, accused of heresy by the Inquisition, Galileo Galilei was forced to recant his support of the Copernican system, which held that the sun was the center of the solar system. In 1675, the Royal Greenwich Observatory was established in England by King Charles II. And today in 1944, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt signed the Servicemen's Readjustment Act, which has since become known as the GI Bill of Rights. Heavenward, this evening and tomorrow evening in the southwest sky, our waxing gibbous moon will appear to be keeping company with Spica, the brightest star in the constellation Virgo the Maiden. Just before dawn yesterday morning, we here in the northern hemisphere welcomed this year's summer solstice, which will be accompanied for several evenings by the natural phenomenon of the longest sunsets, as the sun will be setting at its shallowest angle. This translates into a sunset of about 3 minutes and 15 seconds, about half a minute longer than the 2 minutes and 45 seconds it takes the sun to set around the time of either the vernal or autumnal equinox. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Esteller with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this first week of summer, the 26th week of 2026, and the fourth week of June. Happy solstice, and keep the faith.